honored to be back at this great festivities. I had never seen a slug race before I came here. I think that's unique to Ketchikan.
Governor Bill Walker spoke at the main stage during the Blueberry Arts Festival and lent a hand judging the blueberry pie-eating contest. He also walked around various art and food vendor booths, meeting with local residents. Taking a break for a short interview with reporters inside the First United Methodist Church, Walker skirted the topic of whether he and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott would seek re-election in 2018. Walker says their intention is to seek another term, but that's not their focus right now.
We have a lot of work to do to fix Alaska, and we are remaining focused on that.
Walker says other state lawmakers have work left, too. He says while the legislature has made some accomplishments, they still need to find a solution to Alaska's fiscal challenges.
They have a tough job to do, and they're doing it, and they're getting it done. Not as quickly as they would like, not as quickly as I would like, but we're not done yet. We still haven't figured out how to pay for the services we provide. Until we get that figured out, it's not going to be done.
Walker says he expects there will be another special session this fall for the legislature to find a way to fund government. But he says his office will work with lawmakers in the interim to find out what options are most likely to pass. The ongoing national debate over health care and whether to repeal the Affordable Care Act is something Walker says he's paid close attention to. Walker says he's part of a coalition of governors trying to help provide options and input to federal representatives. He says he doesn't want what happens in Washington, D.C. to hurt Alaskans.
I expanded Medicaid expansion. That's now provided health care for 35,000 Alaskans that did not have health care before that. So we don't want to lose that kind of coverage. We don't want those folks to go uninsured as a result of what happens in Washington. So we're very involved in that process.
While President Donald Trump has been pushing for the repeal of the Affordable Care Act with or without a replacement, Governor Walker says that overall, he believes Alaska will fare well under the Trump administration. Walker says he looks at the president's appointees, especially Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke.
I think that Secretary Zinke is someone who understands the opportunities we have in Alaska with responsible resource development. So there's many areas of development in Alaska we've been wanting to do responsibly, but we have not had access onto federal land to do that. So I think we're going to see a difference in that.
Asked whether he would return next year to enter the blueberry pie-eating contest, Walker says he's not sure he's up for that kind of competition. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.